Civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. organized a Poor People's Campaign in 1968. It demanded that the federal government come up with a plan to address unemployment and housing problems throughout the U.S. The movement was revived a couple of years ago, and now it's on a national tour that's stopping in Rochester on Friday. The campaign's national co-chair, Liz Theo Harris, says the poor are invisible in some ways.
In the 2016 election, in the presidential election, there were 26 debates in the primary and in the general election. None of those debates took up the issue of poverty. None of them took up voter suppression. And still, in this election season, we've been calling to make sure that the issues that impact poor people, close to half of the U.S. population, have to be front and center, you know, in this election season and in the discourse and the actions that people are pledging to take. It's not an accident that poor people often don't hear their name, don't hear their condition, don't see that voting will actually have a significant impact on their lives. And so that's where this movement comes in.
Economic disparities certainly seem more pronounced than ever. That's in stark relief here in the city of Rochester, for sure. And we know poverty is a complex problem with a number of contributing factors. So how can this campaign help move the needle on things like that?
So when you have a society that has more abandoned housing units than homeless people, but homelessness is on the rise, when you have a society that produces more food than it takes to feed every person in this country and actually all over the world, and yet you have half of U.S. children experiencing food insecurity at some point in their lives, we need to get at the core, at the root of some of those issues. And that isn't just that families don't want to work hard enough. It isn't just that we have immigrants coming into this country. It's that fundamentally at the structure of society, there is poverty and inequality. And in fact, that inequality is costing our society more than it would cost to end child poverty, than it would cost to make sure that we all have health care. And so what the Poor People's Campaign seeks to do is to do three things. One is to shift the narrative, to get this country talking about the issues that impact 140 million poor and low-income people. Two is to impact elections and impact policies. Since 2010, 26 states have enacted racist voter suppression laws. We're trying to overturn those voter suppression laws. We're trying to pass living wage laws. We're trying to advocate for just immigration policies. And then the third goal of the campaign is to build power amongst the poor, to be able to have an organized and united groupings of people from all walks of life who stand for a moral agenda, who say that we see the connections between racism and poverty, between homelessness and environmental pollution. And we understand that if we're going to try to be serious about getting rid of any one of these problems, that we actually have to tackle them together.
You and your campaign co-chair, Reverend William Barber, will be in Rochester this Friday night for what you're calling a mass meeting. What is that exactly, and what will be happening there?
So it's in the tradition of the mass meetings that happened through the abolitionist movement, through the civil rights movement, where community leaders, clergy, impacted folk get together. We will have some folks testifying to the issues that they're having, you know, folks in Rochester, folks across the state of New York, but not just people's sad stories, but also the solutions that folks are coming up with to get us out of this mess. And we'll talk about the fact that the Poor People's Campaign is organizing a mass Poor People's Assembly and Moral March on Washington in Washington, D.C. this June, June 20th of 2020, a mass movement led by people that are most impacted by poverty in Rochester, across New York State and beyond.
Reverend Liz Theo Harris is national co-chair of the Poor People's Campaign, and the national tour of that movement is stopping by in Rochester on Friday night at 7 p.m. That's at Mount Olivet Baptist Church on Adams Street. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for the interest, and I hope that folks come on out and get inspired together.